5 Things Weekly, 22nd February 2026. Welcome back to 5 Things Weekly. This week, why 80% of companies are getting AI completely wrong, and what the other 20% know. Deepfakes that made Hollywood's lawyers reach for the phone. OpenAI eyeing a cut of your inventions. Australia quietly building a battery superpower. And a quote that ties it all together. Number 1. The 80% are failing at AI redesign. A survey of 6,000 executives dropped this week, and the headline number stopped me cold. 80% of companies report zero productivity gains from AI. Zero. Despite billions invested. And here's the kicker. Only a third of senior leaders even use AI themselves. Those who do? An average of 90 minutes a week. 90 minutes a week. That's one long lunch break. Here's the thing. I don't think these companies are failing at AI. They're failing at redesign. They're taking their existing processes, the same workflows they've run for years, and bolting AI onto the side like a spoiler on a Camry. It looks different, but it doesn't go any faster. The wrong question is, how do I add AI to what we do? The right question is, if AI was a given from day one, what would I build? I'll use my own shop as an example. Team Ritco is a two-person operation, me and my business partner Chris, running a 4-agent AI team. They handle email, patent research, investor outreach, daily operations. That's not 90 minutes a week. That's 90 minutes before breakfast. But it only works because the whole process was designed AI first. We didn't add AI to an existing setup. We built the setup around AI. The 80% aren't failing at AI. They're failing at the harder thing, rethinking how they work from scratch. Number 2. ByteDance's deepfake problem. ByteDance released Seedance 2.0 this week, their new AI video generator. And within hours, hyper-realistic deepfakes of Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt were everywhere. Not grainy, obviously fake clips, genuinely convincing stuff. Disney and Paramount sent cease and desist letters almost immediately. ByteDance scrambled to add safeguards, celebrity face filters, content ID checks, but only after the videos had already gone viral. It's the pattern we keep seeing. Release first, apologize later. What frustrates me isn't the technology. The tech is impressive. It's that nobody in the room said, hey, maybe we should have guardrails before launch. It's not a hard question to anticipate. But here's where it got me thinking about the bigger picture. We're spending all this energy trying to detect and fight fakes. What if the real solution is the opposite? Finding better ways to prove what's real. Digital provenance, content credentials, verified sources. Instead of playing whack-a-mole with every new deepfake tool, we build systems that let you trust the genuine article. Prove the real. Don't just fight the fake.
Number 3. OpenAI wants a cut of your IP. This one's a slow burner that deserves your attention. OpenAI's CFO, Sarah Friar, floated an idea at Davos. Value sharing. The concept? If you use OpenAI's models to create something valuable, say, discover a new drug compound or design a breakthrough product, OpenAI might want a license to that intellectual property. Compute for equity, essentially. Think about what that means. Your AI provider isn't just a utility you pay for, like electricity. They become a strategic investor with a claim on what you create. Here's the implication for everyday creators and businesses. If your AI runs on someone else's servers, using someone else's models, they might argue they deserve a stake in the output. Your invention, their infrastructure, shared ownership. The counter? Run your AI locally, on-device models, private infrastructure, your hardware. If the AI lives on your machine, trained on your data, there's no third party to claim a cut. It's another reason the push towards smaller, on-device AI isn't just a tech trend, it's an ownership strategy. Number 4. Australia's quiet battery revolution. Some good news closer to home.
Australia commissioned 4.9 gigawatt hours of grid-scale battery storage in 2025. To put that in perspective, that single year matched the entire output from 2017 to 2024 combined. In one year, we doubled our total capacity. This doesn't get the headlines that AI does, but it matters enormously. Grid-scale batteries mean we can store solar and wind energy for when we actually need it. Evenings, cloudy days, demand spikes. It means less reliance on gas peaker plants. For everyday Australians, it means a more reliable electricity grid and, over time, downward pressure on power prices. It's a quiet revolution happening in paddocks and industrial estates across the country, and it's genuinely exciting. Number 5. Words to sit with. You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. Buckminster Fuller. I keep coming back to this one, especially after reading that 80% stat this week. The company's pouring money into AI and getting nothing back. They're fighting the existing reality. They're trying to make the old model work with new tools. The ones getting results, and I count Team Richo in this proudly, built a new model. They didn't ask, how do we improve what exists? They asked, what would we build from scratch? That's the invitation this week. Whatever you're working on, whatever system feels stuck, stop trying to fix it. Build the new one. That's your 5 for this week. As always, if something sparked a thought, hit reply. I read every one. Until next time, Rick.